Committee President Tom Brown, a concert survivor himself, envisioned something that's bright and colorful, celebrating the spirit of youth because he says the victims were so young. Cincinnati and Hamilton County have given permission for the memorial to be located on the plaza level between the U.S. Bank Arena and Great American Ballpark. Brown says it's important to remember who we've lost, and he gives two examples.
Tiva Ladd was a kind, caring, generous, loving wife and mother of two people. This woman worked at Cincinnati Bell. She was from our area. She was from our hometown. Connie Sue Burns was a caring, kind, generous, loving mother of two who had a smile that could light up a room.
The goal is a greater level of healing for both the survivors and the families of the survivors. Brown says the tragedy on December 3, 1979 is significant in many ways.
We all go to safe concerts now because of December 3, 1979. There are plenty of doors open. There are plenty of security guards to quell any trouble. And I think it's important to celebrate that. And also, it's important to remember the heroic efforts of the survivors.
The 11 died when a crowd of people holding general admission tickets surged forward and few doors were opened. The memorial construction will start as soon as the committee raises the money. It's also establishing scholarships at the high schools where the victims graduated. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.